Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, a decade ago today, would you believe, Al-Qaeda terrorists stormed the satirical French newspaper Charlie Hebdo in Paris, resulting in the death of 12 people and 3 days of terror across the city of Paris. Also today in France, the French far-right politician Jean-Marie Le Pen, the so-called devil of the Republic, has died at the age of 96. He survived by his daughter Marine Le Pen, who took over the party as chief in 2011, rebranding the party as National Rally and turning it into France's main political forces, or one of them, and certainly a thorn in the side of President Emmanuel Macron. Well, I'm joined now to discuss these two stories by French Senator and former Junior Minister for Foreign Affairs, Alain Conway Mouret. You're very welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Can I ask you first about the, and it doesn't seem like 10 years ago, I must say, this day 10 years ago when the Charlie Hebdo attacks occurred. Can you remind people of that day and how shocking it was for all of France and Europe, really?
Yes, indeed. Doesn't feel like 10 years because just the memories are just so vivid. And the feelings that we all feel today are, you know, triggered in the same way as they were on the day, because everybody was in shock of having 11 people killed in Charlie Hebdo, then one policeman when the two killers left the premises. And indeed, it was a kind of a, well, it was a three-day track, really, a human track. It was like one of these American movies when you see, you know, police forces chasing a murderer. And these two guys left the center of Paris. They went into hiding and eventually they came out, and villages were actually nearly seized by special forces who were trying to locate the men, because they kind of had a notion of where they had gone without finding them. And eventually, after a three-day track, they came out of the premises where they had been hiding, and they were actually shot by police forces at the time who wanted to capture them. Mm-hmm. But given that they came out, you know, with very strongly armed and shooting at policemen, they were killed.
They were killed.
We all followed that on television. It was kind of a reality that had invited itself into our lives. And at the end of the day, there was Charlie indeed on the 7th of January, but the following day, a policewoman was shot in the back in one of the Parisian suburbs. And on the 9th, a Jewish grocery shop was attacked by a terrorist who killed 4 people. So it was like a nightmare that was getting worse. And but the terrorist in the Jewish grocery shop was a friend of the other two. And they had radicalized, you know, themselves on social media, which was already the case at the time. Mm-hmm. And were just on a killing spree. And it happened because 17, you know, innocent people, you know, lost their lives.
And you say you follow this, as we all did, really, this reality on television, but it seemed surreal, Alain, didn't it? It seemed shockingly surreal. And then we had Charlie, and that going viral in support of France and all of the victims. What happened to the other terrorists who were accomplices and who were not killed but were tried?
Well, for that particular incident, the three terrorists were actually shot dead. The one in the Jewish grocery shop was shot dead, and the other two were as well. There was just another case which happened in 2020, which had nothing to do except that it was again a revival of the religion. if you like, inviting itself in a very radical way in our lives, with some people believing that drawings of the prophet cannot be shown, or the prophet cannot actually be seen and be drawn cannot be caricatured. Mm-hmm. And a school teacher was actually murdered in 2020. Samuel Paty was his name, and the trial of those who actually called for his murder, organized he was decapitated leaving school. I mean, it was the most horrific way of dying. Were actually tried just last month, and for the first time, a French tribunal convicted people to 13 years in prison for inciting hate and racism and calling for murder. So we're kind of reviving or reliving all of that again through these incidents that are not linked, but they are somehow, because what happened with the murders that took place in Charlie Hebdo was an attack on the freedom of speech of on some people who had become so radical that they felt people could not be different, and those who did not respect the rules that they felt they had to impose on society had to die.
Yeah, and I know there are remembrances throughout France today, and it's a very difficult day for your country. So it's with sensitivity we discuss that, I must say. Meanwhile, the other major news story from France, Hélène, today, of note making headlines in international news, is the death of Jean-Marie Le Pen, who founded the French far-right National Front Party. And he's survived by his daughter, who's Marine Le Pen, which I mentioned, who's a force in French politics right now. How is he being remembered in death today in France?
Well, one never, says bad things about somebody who is just dead or just died. Obviously, he's a figure that marked our political life. He actually created an extreme group, a political party, or not group, a political party, in 1980. It took him about over 20 years to regroup kind of small groups that all had in common the fact that they were quite violent, that some were kind of linked to the old colonial past of France and regretting, that France had lost those countries. Others that had been, had shared the ideology of the German fascist SS party that had actually been in Germany or collaborated with German forces when they were in France and so on. And it was all these groups that were quite different, but they had enough in common to come together. And in fact, when he created this party in 1980, there were 300 members in it. And then he grew through controversial, horrible things that he used to say,
And I think it was summed up in a way, and not speaking ill of the dead, as you say, but Jean-Luc Mélenchon said, "The struggle against the man is over, that against the hatred, racism, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism that he spread continues." That's what he said. Look,
exactly. The terms are right. I mean, that was what he was about. And, he questioned the Holocaust, questioned what happened during the Second World War against the Jewish people. He was anti-Semitist. He was racist and accepted what he was. He was xenophobic. He was all of that. And anti-European, even though he was elected at the European Parliament. Was elected to fight it,
That's why he had the moniker in the media, anyway, of being the devil of the Republic, Jean-Marie Le Pen. Look, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed, Hélène Conway-Mouret, for joining us on the programme this evening.